Good morning and welcome to the Project Joy radio show. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Sounds like we have a little technological challenge this morning.
Yes, well, I was trying to not create echoes, which, given it's the last show,
I know.
We want lots of echoes, all the echoes of the benefits of meeting every morning to be fully experienced and acknowledged.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. All right.
Well,
it's hard to imagine that we're here, isn't it?
It is very hard to imagine.
Yeah. Okay, what are we working on?
A meditation hall is not a place for bliss and relaxation, but a furnace room for the combustion of our egoistic delusions. What tools do we need to use? Only one. We've all heard of it, yet we use it very seldom. It's called attention. Good point, huh? We all know about attention, but we seldom use it. Rather, we let egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate use our attention, and we pay the price in suffering. This quote reminds us that attention is ours to use to free ourselves from ego's grip. In constantly redirecting attention from egoistic delusions to presence, we're choosing freedom and choosing to end suffering. Today, make your practice one of consciously redirecting attention. Practice being aware of where attention is and choosing where you want to direct it.
Mm-hmm. The whole deal, isn't it?
It is the whole deal. Well, here's our first caller, Sherry. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, it's Danny calling.
Hey, Danny.
Hi. I had a feeling the last show was sometime right around now, and that spurred me to call for the very first time.
Is this the first time you've joined us on Project Joy?
Live, yes.
Oh, live. Wow. Wow.
Yeah, wow.
All right. Well, welcome.
Managed to go the whole year without ever actually calling in live. And grateful for the opportunity. What's that? Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's exactly. Never found the willingness to go up against that. It just doesn't work with my schedule. I don't know how to make this work. Today I made it work. So
good for you. Good for you.
So yeah, I really loved that quote. I mean, it's just it says it all. I mean, there, you know, it's almost seems like there's nothing more to say about it.
Well, it's such a perfect example of hidden in plain sight, isn't it? I mean, tons of people forever have grappled with the whole notion of suffering, not human suffering, you know, as a thing, but one's own. Why am I suffering like this? Is there a way not to suffer? How can I not suffer? And the very thing, that the two things that are enabling a human being to have that conversation are operating completely under the level of conscious awareness. And those two things, of course, are awareness and attention. So what's being used to keep a person in suffering is exactly what the person needs to recognize and use to get out of suffering. So it's really, it's kind of remarkable, you know, in that way of looking at life of we can suffer for as long as we want to, and when we no longer want to suffer, we have everything we need to end suffering.
Yeah.
That's it.
Which ties into, we suffer until we have decided that we've suffered enough. And if I am suffering, it's because I'm choosing something over suffering. The power to end suffering, the ability to end suffering is in our hands and just waiting for us to decide to use it.
Yes, because with that quote, if I'm suffering, it's because I am choosing something over ending suffering. How am I choosing that something? I have my attention on it.
Yes.
I have to be attending to what is causing that suffering, or it can't cause me to suffer. So the extraordinary information that all we need to do is turn our attention away from that and to what we choose, and of course what we choose is presence, and suffering ends.
Yeah.
It's just the best.
It's beautiful.
Well, it's beautiful. Well, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for being here
today.
Yeah.
You're welcome, Danny. Take good care.
Bye
bye. Bye bye.
I hope I'm muting you because there was a. I hope I'm muting Danny. Okay.
I was going to say, Ashwini, did I say something wrong?
No. Well, the queue is behaving in a funny way. So Danny showed up in a particular way on the queue.
Everybody's excited, even the queue.
I guess so. Well, and it's just so beautiful, that whole conversation about it is a choice, right? When we come to the end of this show, it is what we've been looking at the entire time, that we are either here from which we project joy or we're not.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's been our project. That's our practice. And it's it's possible. In other words, till we can get to that place, we won't be in that place, and that's fine. And when we get to that place, we have the opportunity to experience what it's like to project joy and then keep making that movement over and over again because that's our choice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it actually is that simple, and it actually is that easy. As soon as we turn that corner and it goes from, well, yeah, I probably should, to, oh, no, this is what I want. Which for everybody on this call, and everybody who has been with us through Project Joy for this last many months, we have the Socratic email class coming up where we're going to look at a subject that is a great cause of suffering and free ourselves from that. And then on Sunday, of course, we kick off the new year, and people will be able to find out what the focus for the new year is. And it is just a gorgeous segue from what we've just been talking about with Danny and what you were just talking about into the next X number of months that we're going to practice together as a Sangha. So, it's that simple and it's that easy. We just have to want it.
Yes. All right, here's our next caller, Sherry. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Good morning. It's Jodine.
Good morning, hey, Jodine.
Well, maybe this is going to be the True Confessions show because I've been a bit bamboozled, like Danny was talking about around the show, but my bamboozle was I couldn't get in the queue unless I had met conditioning standards about doing the exercise.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, so, I never really did it good enough, except for maybe the couple times when I called in.
Mm-hmm.
So, life begins now.
You're very clear about where not to look for guidance.
Yes.
Right? Like the standards of ego. That's a big win right there.
Right. And I wanted to share that for a long time now we've been, with recording and listening, we've been, finding a place or finding a process to direct the attention to somewhere else, right?
Mm-hmm. Like here.
Here, now, what's true, all those, all the many things that we can put in our, recordings. But I've been kind of sitting with that like a koan, like, where could I put my attention? Where could I like always go where conditioning is not there? And what I came up with was I can always put my attention on the process instead of the content of what's going on in the moment.
Uh-huh. Now, of course, for anybody for whom that sounds appealing, I just want to issue one of those warnings, because that can be very dangerously close to the mind. And that is a kind of often a landmine field. So go ahead.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I'm glad I called in.
Yeah.
I've been practicing with this. Basically I find my experience so far is that when I remember it, like to ask, where is my attention, and finding out that it's somewhere I don't really want it to be, then I just ask myself, well, what process am I in? What process is going on here? And I just find it really, really helpful so far.
Yes, yes, yes. I can definitely see that. And so a couple of places I would encourage you to look. One, as soon as you realize you're not present, you're present, right? That movement from gone.
Yes.
Right, to realizing I'm gone can only happen because I'm already here. And so to me, the danger in engaging in anything else is that slowly, over time, it can morph into being in relationship with conditioned mind to sort of figure out what the process is, which can morph into having standards about that shift. And are you really attending to the process and that sort of thing? So it's one of those, it just comes with a heads-up warning that you've already accomplished what you want to accomplish. So the remembering to check in with where am I? So a lot of people are doing the record every hour for that twofold. Where have I been, and getting here to what my actual life experience is. So the point of even that is, now I'm here. Let's look at what is going on here. Well, I'm breathing, and I feel good, and I'm looking around.
I'm alive.
Things, and I'm alive, yes. And then we want to keep attention with that for just as long as we can, knowing that it's going to get pulled off because that's the habit, and that's the habit we're breaking. So it's not a failure when we get caught up in conditioned mind again. We just do that process of checking in. Where am I? Oh, right. I'm here. Okay. This is where I want to live.
Great. Thank you so much. I'm really looking forward to another year.
Yes, another year of practicing here. Thank you, Jodine.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jodine. Bye-bye. And that makes the meditation hall anywhere in life, right, Cherry? Because
yes.
Everywhere we're doing the same thing, which is paying attention so that those egoistic delusions are, what do you call it, burnt up in the crucible of whatever space we happen to be in.
Yes, yes, yes. And making that movement to here is where I want to live. There isn't anything better than here. We're never going to have anything better than here. And if we're not having that experience, we're not here.
Yes, and as we were looking at in group, it's like it moves from a place of, oh, God, why is this happening again, to, well, okay, here's what I need to see through in order to get here. This is the piece of karma that's preventing me from being here, so let me look at that and drop it.
Let me practice with that. See it. In the way Jodine was pointing at, right? Mm-hmm. We do see it. Every time we get here, we get clearer about where I just was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't want to go into where I just was and explore it, because when we're here, we will see everything in that wonderful flash of clarity. We'll see everything about where we were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, here's the next caller. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Karen from, well, I'm in Texas, but from Wisconsin. So I just want to say hi.
So usually Wisconsin, now Texas.
I'm in Texas right now, yeah.
And all right.
I'm just practicing with that I can be happy, that I can be, I mean, there's a lot going, I've got lots of content in life right now. And you know what? There's no place else I'd rather be than right here.
Yes. And I Karen, I was just writing about that. Because there are people, we've heard some feedback from people that, you know, you people are so focused on happy, and I'm not happy. So therefore I can't do this practice because I'm just not happy. Well, the point is to understand that our definition of happy is not walking around giggling. It's exactly what you said, realizing that this is where I am and there's no place I would rather be. I'm grateful to be here. I'm enjoying this opportunity. I'm alive. This is my life. I am happy.
And amen. There's this sense I have of I'm here and I'm a contribution without knowing how I need to be a contribution, like not in any specific way, but I'm here and I'm a contribution wherever I am. And that is bringing me like this kind of quiet joy to know that, I'm here and it's been a long, whatever. I can't even go into the context because it's like, I'm just where I'm supposed to be.
Yes, yes. Where am I supposed to be? Where I am.
Where I am.
If I were supposed to be somewhere else, I'd be somewhere else. You know,
I'd
all those
there.
Conditioned mind bamboozles just fall away, don't they? And so, you know, a lot of us practice with St. Francis, make me an instrument of peace.
Beautiful.
You know, just as a kind of a pointing us in that direction. You know, here I am. Use me. I want to serve that which causes me to want to serve. Whatever we want to or don't want to label that, that's what we want to serve. And so it doesn't matter. What brings us joy is the service.
Well, I am super grateful that I get to be part of this this bigger process that I'm part of, and that I'm serving in a really quiet way, you know, just by being myself, being doing what I do, you know. And every day is like, well, we're not bored because we never know what's happening. What's gonna happen?
Well, exactly. You wake up in the morning, and instead of waking up into egos, oh God, and this and that, and I've got to. We wake up into, huh? Well, don't know what today is going to bring, but it's going to be interesting.
It's, yeah. and lots of miracles have been happening, and it's really,
yes.
You know, I was hesitant to get on the call, and then I got on the, you know, I put myself in the queue at, and it was at 11:11, and I was like, ha-ha, 11:11, because that keeps popping up for me, you know, just in miraculous, you know, just, I've just been really
that's
present to the
messages.
I'm completely, what's that?
Little messages from you
little
to
messages.
You, from life to you, yeah.
Yeah, so anyway,
little points
you,
of thank you. Yeah, thank you, Karen.
Okay.
Deep gusho.
Deep gusho.
Thanks, Karen.
Thank you.
I love that metaphor of being sought. That which you're seeking is causing you to seek, but you're also sought. And to me, those are the wonderful gifts where we were acknowledged that we're seen and we're supported.
Yeah. When Karen was talking, I had that image that we use sometimes of we're all cells in the body of the Buddha. And so mm-hmm. for anybody who struggles with what the Buddha is enlightenment. So mm-hmm. we're all cells in the body of enlightenment. And who wouldn't want to play that part?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Constantly recognizing it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Cherry, here's our next caller. You're now live on the show. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Carol in San Francisco.
Hello, Carol.
Hello. How wonderful to finally get on again. Oh, I was going to ask a question, but also want to say that at the beginning of this year, I had a intention or a prayer to be different at the end of the year. I mean, you know, really be in a different place, I guess. And
uh-huh.
and then you announced that at the beginning of this Project Joy that if you do this, this will be what will happen. And isn't it funny that at the end of the year, I am in a different place, and it's, you know, I'm kind of new to all of this, so that was a big deal to step into something daily like this, and I also thought, oh, I can't do that with my job, but day by day, just noticing how it is to say yes to life, be willing, and record. And another thing you said was, it's not the same to think about practice as it is to do practice in the beginning of all this. And it's very different to pick up the recorder than to think about recording.
Yes. Yes. It's really different to have a conversation with the mentor than to think about having a conversation with the mentor. Yeah?
Exactly. Exactly. And so many times I was told, oh, well, you don't have anything to say. So, but even just the act of going there, turning on that recorder, is just something comes out, you know, and
yes.
it wouldn't.
Yes, you do. Yeah, that's the lie, right? That's the lie that makes people think they're not important. You don't have anything to say. And then you pick up that recorder and you realize, yes, I do. And primarily, once we get the hang of it, what we have to say is, this is a good life. I'm grateful for this life. I'm alive. I'm here. I'm learning. I'm growing. I'm changing. That's what we get to talk about. That's what's true. And that's what that voice doesn't want us to talk about.
Yes. It wants us to believe that that 2% that isn't changed is what we all are instead of the 98% that might already have been making the shift all along quietly under the radar, you know.
Yeah. Yes. That's so important, Carol. I hope everybody who has been participating in this project will do that. We'll just take some time to make the recording about the differences that they can see. And, you know, with that, so we talk a lot about listening to old recordings. And if people say, oh, you know, I have time to go through all this old recording. Okay, well, just do two or three a month over the last year and see the difference in yourself. And we will see it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, great.
And then celebrate it. Then have a party.
Yeah. Thank you for all of this. And
oh,
a quick question.
Yep.
Yeah, thank you. Do we know if the Project Joy recordings are going to be up for a while and available to still listen to?
Well, we have somebody on the call who I think can answer that question. Ashwini?
Absolutely. Yes, I think that is definitely going to be the case. And we are still looking for a developer, but we are so grateful for the generosity of everyone who's already donated. We found a designer, but we're still looking for a developer for the app. But until we launch the project, I think the radio show will still be available.
Great. Well, thank you both for all your time this year, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Onward and upward. Here we go.
Okay. Have a great day.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Carol. Sherry, we have time for one more caller.
The last caller of Project Joy. All right. No pressure.
Right. Here we go. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, my God, I feel like I'm going to cry. I'm the last caller. Like, woo. this is Tracy.
Hey, Tracy.
Hi. And
last but not least.
Yeah, oh, my gosh. And I think I just want to say this whole Project Joy has really – I'm so funny. I'm like teary now. I can't believe it. It's been amazing and very humbling. And – seeing how so much of ego, how it can turn into, anyway, it's been really humbling. Relationships have been transformed, mostly the relationship with life and my heart and making some decisions that were hard and taking on things that are new and challenging and bringing up fear and self-hate. Like, I'm just seeing through so much, and I don't know if I ever could have done this process without the support of these daily calls and the assignments, and so it's been humbling and amazing.
So I don't have to talk you into recognizing that you are a different person at the end of this project than you were when you began.
I'm a different person. I'm a different person. I'm a different person, and the levels of connection that I have with people are so much deeper. And I think, you know, a part of it is that relationship with this person has gotten so much deeper. And
yes.
So I can connect really from that, like, raw place of compassion and really there and, you know, and enjoy regardless of what's going on. And so it's been a transforming year. I'm not saying it's always been easy, but that willingness to be, you know, to kind of stay with what's going on and really seeing that difference between the process and the content, that, you know, there was some very difficult content this year, and that willingness to really stay in the process and really to deeply listen has a lot to do with the support that I got from this platform.
Good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
And it is a process, isn't it? So, you know, nothing has really changed. I was looking at that just recently. You know, just how completely made up time is and dates and, you know, all of that stuff that, you know, we think our lives are made up of. It's all made up. And so, you know, here we go. Here we go continuing in this same process. And this is just one of those moments where we can stop and take in what's happening with us and just say thank you for it. You know, thank you.
Yes.
For whatever combination of things came together that made us realize it's possible to end suffering in a lifetime, and that we're willing to do what's required to make that happen, to free a human being from suffering. It's glorious.
Yes. It's glorious, and I think just the last hearing that back, it just reminds me of, you know, like my relationship with my mom. Like, she's such my buddy now, and, you know, when I started practice, she was my biggest spiritual challenge. And so it just speaks so much to, you know, the process of the attention staying on me and not ever asking her to be different, but what's possible when there's that commitment to how I am showing up in relationship instead of the relationship being the problem. So it's really exciting.
It really is, isn't it? Miracles happen.
Miracles happen. Yes, thanks.
All right. Well, thank you, Tracy.
Thank you. Yay, Project
Joy. Talk to you soon.
Okay, great.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Ashwini.
Thanks, Tracy. Go happy.
Go happy. Mm.
Which brings us to the end of our last show, Sherry, and an assignment for today. And as far as I can tell, we have two more assignments over the weekend before the project ends. So here's our Friday assignment. Silence is the essential condition of happiness. Ever noticed how noisy the world is? It can seem as if there's some sort of plot to make everything as noisy as possible. And when we pay attention to how noisy everything is, we quickly realize it doesn't need to be. Noise is the choice of human beings in the grip of egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate. Loud vehicles, loud machines, loud music, loud voices, loud televisions, loud. Ever notice how few people seem happy? Silence is the essential condition of happiness. Might be something to that, huh? Today, notice the difference in how you feel in the midst of noise and how you feel in silence. Finding silence might require the introduction of earplugs. Record in this.
Even silence might need a little assistance.
Yes. Earplugs or earbuds, Sherry.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, thank you so much, Ashwini. Thank you.
Likewise, Sherry, deep gusho for everything related to the show this year from you, all of those assignments, and everyone calling in, everyone listening, mm-hmm. everyone who put themselves in the queue and shared their practice with us.
Yeah, it's been glorious. That's my fourth glorious of this call. I think I'm living in glorious. And you know
mm-hmm.
what? It's glorious.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go.
Take care, everybody. And look forward to the video workshop. And
on Sunday,
the next exciting adventure that we're all going to be participating in this year.
Mm-hmm. All right. Gusho. Go happy.
Go happy.
Honor and treasure yourself.